The former Vanuatu Prime Minister and now opposition leader has admitted he has regrets about how he came into power. Ismail Kausakau was elected in November 2022 after a motion of no confidence was filed against the then Prime Minister, Bob Loughman. There has been a trail of no confidence motions filed since then. Ismail Kausakau spoke with Lydia Lewis about Vanuatu's upcoming referendum, which aims to overcome the nation's persistent political instability. Lydia started off by asking why he's calling for the referendum to be deferred until next year, when he himself is voting yes.
I'm just asking for the government to be considerate about people being aware of their constitutional rights, because the bone of contention at the moment is about members of parliament's movements inside the house. What is at stake at the moment is a move to restrict rights on the basis of people being informed prior to taking that vote.
Simply as you can, what does a vote yes and a vote no mean?
A vote yes, in accordance with Article 17A, requires that a member of parliament voted who is a member of a political party remains with that political party until the end of that period of election. And if he was contemplating a defection or a vote of no confidence in the incumbent leadership or any confidence issues with respect to the party that he or she is a member, if they do that before the end of the four-year term, then they lose the seat as members of parliament. As far as Article 17B is concerned, it focuses on pressure groups, independent candidates who enter parliament. Immediately after their election, they have to affiliate with an existing political party and remain thereat until the end of the four-year period. If at any given time they should choose to support or not support that political party, or embark on a route that is not the same as the route that is to be taken by the political party, then automatically that person loses their seat and it is returned to the people to elect a new member of parliament.
Just to give some context here, you're talking about a four-year term. In the last 4 years alone, how many prime ministers have there been? And you were one of them.
Yes. What is the real issue here? Is it about dissatisfaction within groupings, or is it decisions taken through motives by members within a group, or what is it? People need to know what the root cause of instability is. And since 1980 to date, it's always been about power struggles.
So what would you like to see then?
You know, I've been walking around Vanuatu and just in my constituency, the people are armed with very plausible solutions as to how we can address instability without having to rely on an amendment to the Constitution that affects their rights. Things like requiring under the Constitution that you can't be a Prime Minister for more than two terms, requiring in the constitutions of political parties that you can't be a President or a member of Executive for more than two terms. Those sorts of changes that will enable stability to prevail where it hasn't been able to today. There will be some contention by some people who will be affected. They have recourse to their rights. They can go and deal with it then.
What do you mean by that?
Well, a person who's not satisfied by what's happening can go to the Supreme Court and have a determination as to whether their rights will likely be infringed by this amendment.
Is that something you are contemplating doing or speaking with party members about?
At the moment, I'm asking for more time. I am hoping that wisdom prevails at the end of the day.
In reflection on your time as Prime Minister and how you came into that role, do you have any regrets about how that grouping went about it?
Yes, I was so focused about trying to change the country, improving Vanuatu's image. I it was an inadvertence on my part, I believe. I just didn't look over my shoulder to see what was happening behind my back. I've learned my lesson. It's not going to happen again. I will not close my eyes, even when I'm dealing with a nation or what's happening behind my back.
What is your response to the government saying that the referendum cannot be postponed because the process is already underway?
Well, because it's become a political issue now. Because you've got instead of the Electoral Commission approaching the people with this referendum, you've got politicians standing up, state ministers who belong to political parties who rank way up in the system, and it's become a political issue for them. If you know, there is nothing to be gained by shoving a cup of tea down a person's throat. It needs to be offered on a plate, on a saucer. Do you take sugar with your tea? Do you need milk or not with it? Instead of what's happening at the moment.
So public consultation?
Public consultation, which means more time.